You only overthink the negative in your life. You never overthink the positive things. Positive things come to you and you just, they're a thought and you just let it be. You are only ever constantly overthinking negative things. So when you're having those thoughts where you're like creeping on the Instagram, what if she's doing that? What if that? What if they're gonna get blah, 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 all this stuff? It's only negative things. And it's also things that haven't happened. Anxiety stems from like made up false things that haven't happened and there's no way to predict them. Welcome back to Gin and Toxic.
Back.
It's just us. I get you. You sound so miserable and unenthusiastic right now. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I suppose I do. I'm a little out of it. I've just been like shot for like 3 days straight because of the weather.
Oh my God.
I've been loving
guys.
The weather, but tired. If you guys are on the East Coast,
gloomy days. I live for it.
Yeah. I know. I live for it too, but it also.
I didn't leave my apartment
for
3 days.
Just makes me a little like sleepy girl.
Yeah, I slept till like 12 yesterday. It was gorge.
But yeah, no. Yeah, I gorge. You know what I did on the first day of it? What was that? On Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. I took like a 4-hour nap. I like woke up. It was like 8 p.m.
Yeah.
It was rough, but whatever. Anyways, let's just hop right into it. I feel like I'm a little shot.
Like, hello?
I don't know.
Wake up!
Did I have coffee today?
I'm gonna carry this shit on my back right now, guys.
I had a chai latte today and a cup of tea. I've been trying.
This is my show. Okay. I've been in Christina's apartment for like 3 hours by myself. You guys, let me just tell you one thing. If I lived in this apartment, I would never be depressed again for a day in my life. It's unreal. It's just like these big windows. I'm watching the rain come down, watching Love Island, typing on my little. I'm just living for it. It's gorgeous-alina. Like,
thank you.
Can you include me in this? Like, I'll pay rent. Unlike others.
Okay. You want to pay rent?
Certain people didn't.
What?
Pay rent.
That's so men. True.
Carry on.
This is a shout out to my ex.
Hey.
But no, what the fuck was I going to say now?
I don't remember and I don't think anyone cares.
I don't think anybody cares either. Ooh. I just was going to just say I'm a little tired. I got a facial today. That's why I look kind of gross.
So hard being Christina.
Because I was like, well, yeah, it's so hard.
Her to-do list today was like facial.
Well, not only was my to-do list facial, but it was to break up with my esthetician because... As we know, going to Accutane.
Going to Accutane.
Yeah, I'm literally making it my entire personality. But I am. And so you can't get facials or any of that shit on it. So today was my last facial for like the next like 7 to 8 months. So I had to like let her know. And it was really sad. She's been doing my facials every single month.
Too.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's
I told
more
her I was like,
than a facialist.
She is. She's my bestie.
Like, I'm her biggest fan.
No, I love her. She's amazing. But yeah, I had to tell her I'm not coming back for like 8 months. But I was like, obviously, I'll see you during that time. And she also, she was like, I wish like you didn't have to like go and record because she had like 2 hours in between clients after me. So she's like, we could have like gone like and gotten like food
and
or like, yeah, just like hung out. And
we'll
I was like,
out with her soon.
And her new studio was in like prime West Village.
So nice.
So cute. Like,
unreal.
I was like, fuck, girl, but whatever. All right, toxic thing of the week. Let's do it.
Ugh.
Mine. I'm gonna kick it off. What did I say mine was?
The date or the mayor of Greenpoint?
The mayor of Greenpoint. That was the toxic thing.
All right. You gotta catch them up on who that is again.
Yeah,
just
well,
in case.
Okay. So yeah, I did go on a date too, which
some of you guys
I'll do
in
housekeeping.
In and out. But I'd rather you watch every episode so we don't have to like recap every time, but it's fine.
Yeah, right. It's fine. But well, in the last okay, so I went on little quick recap is that I went on a date with this guy from Hinge months ago. His whole bit was that he was the mayor of Greenpoint. It was a really funny bit. Whatever. LOL.
Greenpoint neighborhood in Brooklyn. Thank you.
Yes. He's great. Mayor of Greenpoint. We love you. Now, the thing, though, is that when I went on the date with him, we didn't upload for like 2 weeks. So then we did like a big catch up episode. And then that episode, I was like, I went on a date with the mayor of Greenpoint, two other dudes. But none of them have my heart. They were all great guys, but like I'm like low key like I'm falling for big jeans.
Ew.
Like I like went off on the episode about like, yeah, I went on a date with all these guys, but just none of them would compare to big jeans. Like I was like really like honing it.
He's
down.
A hard guy to he's not your typical guy. You know, he's a
hard guy
one.
To pass up.
There's no one like him.
No, there's not. Lily was on FaceTime with him last night.
But why did he call me again? What did he ask me? It was 12:30 p.m. I'm in bed about to fall asleep. Eyes are closed.
I was trying to get Big Jeans to understand the importance of dating your high school drug dealer.
You guys.
And just for like
I'm it, so a month,
a year, whatever. Like
it's a canon event. It's a canon event.
Yeah.
Every girl, whether you dated one or not, you had a crush on someone that sold drugs in high
school. Exactly.
And or I was like trying the guy that him. Like got everyone to drink for the first time. Yeah. Like, just the bad boy, you know?
Yeah. And I was trying to get him to understand the importance of it all. And yeah. I said to him, I go, I was like, any of my girlfriends that I call, I can guarantee they will vouch for me. So I was like, who can I call right now? I'm going to call Lily. And it turned into like a 30-minute phone conversation.
I dated one for 2.5 years. Yeah. I was given free Mary Jane for a very long time. It was a gorgeous experience.
Yeah. I don't even remember. Mine, I think I just like drove around with him in his car and like had like shitty makeouts for like 2 months.
Perfect.
But that's like what you need. That age. Character development.
So hot.
Anyways, not the point. The point is that in this episode where the mayor of Greenpoint, I was talking about our date, but then I was like, oh, like I'm fucking in love with Big Jeans or like whatever. Now, so that's that. That was like old episode. And then last episode on G&T, we made a joke about the mayor of Greenpoint because I was talking about this other guy that I went on a date with from Hinge. And I was talking about the fact that I was only on Hinge for 1 week. And during that time, I went on one date and it was with the mayor of Greenpoint. I was talking about that in the last episode. And then I forget what. So now for the actual toxic thing of the week is that I posted something on my Instagram story. I forget what it was. But the mayor of Greenpoint replied. And I thought it'd be a great idea to reply back to him and be like, oh my God, so weird. Literally just talked about you on the podcast like a few days ago and it went up like, today.
Love you.
And he was like, what did you say? And I sent him like the clip because we were just like hyping him up. We were like, oh my God, the mayor of Greenpoint, the bit is amazing. We love you. Like, we're going to find you. Like, whatever.
He has like merch.
It was funny. It's so funny. Like, no, he is so fucking funny. So I'm like telling him about this.
It is so good.
But the toxic thing is that. He then messages me and he's like, yeah, so I did listen to your podcast episode after our first date where you were talking about the Big Jeans guy. And immediately I was like, oh, and I my messages to him, I was like, I was fixated. Like, I do think at that point I was like, oh, my God. Like, I couldn't even like go on a proper date with another guy because I was just like, Big Jeans. Like, but no, the messages were just like. I like froze when I got the message from him.
The best nickname we've had yet.
It's such a good nickname. No, he said.
Sick of Warpe. Sick of it.
He said. Yeah, well, because he said, I did listen to the one after we went out, .. the big pants one. And at first I go, if I'm being honest, I have no idea what I said in that. And then I go, oh.
Oh.
And then I go,
the one where I didn't mention you once.
Yeah,
I talk about every other guy.
No, I go, apologies that you had to hear about my short-lived fixation.
Rendezvous.
That's embarrassing.
Will.
Don't hate me. But then he replied to the clip that I sent him of us talking about him last week. And he goes, not sure how I can hate you. This is actually the nicest call out ever. And he goes, I watched it quite a few times. Might need to dive deep into G&T.
Look.
And I go, that's scary.
Look, the show's gotten us in trouble a few times, but it's also where we do some nice things. We say some nice things.
Yeah. He goes, but then he goes, what is life without some short-lived fixations? I'm guessing Big Jeans didn't end well. And then I go, yeah, baby, yeah.
Well, he was at her apartment last night and cooked her dinner, so I don't want to fucking hear it. Christina's like, he hates me here. Jackie doesn't like me. I'm like, he's mama.
He's like my situationship, but I always say the situationships aren't real because they're not. But if you were to put a label on it, I suppose it'd
be I actually stand by how you're dealing with it because you're just simply not going to let him let you down.
Nah.
Like you're in your brain, you're like, it's going to be nothing until he says it's something.
Yeah, exactly. And
I actually think that's a great way to protect yourself.
So that's why, like, also, like, if you guys follow me on Instagram, I've been reposting my like TikToks about like my dating life and whatnot.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Christina is posting fucking reels of her like, I'm getting ready on meet out with the guy. Yeah.
No, but my whole thing was like,
is like, okay.
Yeah. He's like, perfect. But I was like, fuck. I was like, I'm going to post these on my Instagram. Big Jeans is going to see them and be like, because like, I don't really tell him when I go on dates because I don't need to.
It's yeah. Like you would only business. Tell him if you slept with someone.
Yeah. If I slept with someone or like did something but like a little bit one more of you or whatever. Slept with like
anyone else since meeting each other. But okay.
No, absolutely not.
But okay. But,
no, I haven't slept with anybody else.
No, you haven't, obviously.
No, I slept with
whore.
I slept with what's it called? My ex, like right before Big Jeans. Remember the ginger?
Oh fuck!
I don't know if he wants to be out on the show. We should bring him on GNT.
Damn, I forgot about that. Yep. Well,
but that
it
was
is,
like that no, was like in June, this before. Like mid June, and then
it's my dream to have our high school boyfriends on the show. Now I've already discussed it with mine. It was a fat no. He does have a serious girlfriend now.
He would come on.
I don't think she likes me.
100%.
It's fine.
You know what? Give me
get
a sec.
Get him on the show. I do also want to let you know that Workpay will be here soon.
That's fine.
And he's
going to
sit out
in
there in silence.
Let's see if he answers.
Can he make, should Workpay make a cameo?
I'm going to be like, you should, he can make a cameo. Do we think it's time?
I'm going to say make a cameo.
This kid's going to be like, why are you calling me? Well, no, he's going to be like, hey, like whatever. Or he's working right now. Do you guys hear the FaceTime?
Whenever anyone sees Workpay, they're like, oh, that's not what I expected.
Oh, okay. He's answering. Hey. Okay. So you're live on Jenna Toxic right now. I hope you don't mind. Do you consent to this?
I consent, but I am at work.
Okay, quick question. Do you want to make a cameo on Jenna Toxic, like as my high school boyfriend?
Do I what?
Want to make a cameo on Jenna Toxic, like come to the city and be on Jenna Toxic and like talk about our high school relationship?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
See? Told you. I was like, yeah, I think he would say yes.
Think there's that much dirt to talk about.
No, there's not.
No, just anything,
not,
really.
It's just the principle of
we
it.
Love you. Bye. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, amazing. All right, go back to work. Eli, bye. He's going to text me like any minute and be like, okay.
Like what?
No, he's a sis. Love him. Did fuck him again. We fucked when we were 16 when we dated, and then we hooked up for the first time again at 24. It was kind of funny because like we like just started hooking up on the couch and then we like moved to my bed and we like start fucking and we're both like laughing because we're like,
this is crazy.
We're like, it doesn't feel wrong. Like it feels right, but it feels weird.
Yeah, it's definitely
because like the
one.
Last time we did this was like a very long time.
Yeah,
ago.
It is a weird one for sure.
Anyways, though. But yeah, so I got called out by the mayor of Greenpoint.
Love.
Love you still.
Love you.
Love you.
Mm. Well, I don't exactly have a toxic thing of the week because ever since like my sober month started and just being in a relationship, like I'm in my boring era, but guys, I love it. I'm loving it. I've been working out, eating healthy, doing the whole thing, but it's not making for great content. You know what I mean? So I'm not, this is so unlike me. I feel like I really used to carry this shit on my back. I used to be like,
it's fine.
This week I crashed 3 parties where Workpay was and caused a lot of problems, but not anymore. Now I don't have it anymore. So I got nothing.
Nothing. You know what I realized too is not, I just like randomly thought of this, it has absolutely nothing to do with your toxic confession, but the fact that I didn't finish my thought from before, I kind of left people hanging where I was like, oh, yeah, I've been posting like my dating
reels. Oh, yeah.
The reason I was going to say that, though, is because I was like, oh, like, great. Now they're going on Instagram and Big Jeans is going to see them. But also, like, it doesn't matter because we're not exclusive anyways. And I posted this thing on my close friends before that is so true. And I said, your second priority is your boyfriend or girlfriend or significant other.
Mm-hmm.
Your first priority is always the bit.
Always.
And
the
that
bit.
Is how I look at it. That's all.
Always the bit.
Always the bit.
And your career and your girlies, period.
Career, girlies, and the bit are number one.
Always going to come before him.
Boyfriend after that.
Never forget.
Any hoozle, G&T.
Yeah, G&T. So obviously we're starting with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. First of all, that's a man if I've ever seen one.
Yeah, I.
That's a whole man.
Mm-hmm.
Like she went from this Victorian child looking British man that she dated for 7 years to Matty Healy, who unfortunately I love, like, look, come for me. I don't really care, but like, I would never pick him for her, but I love him anyway, to Travis Kelce. That is the pipeline that I like to see.
No, 100%.
I love to see it.
When I saw the photos of that, well, first of all, when I saw, cause I didn't know who the fuck that was. I don't follow sports. When I saw a photo of him, I was like, oh, I like it.
Travis,
and then
yeah.
Yes. And then I saw them together and I was like, so they hot. Look so cute.
Like their babies would be unreal.
Like that's, that
I
is
would
a
like her to
couple.
Get pregnant.
That is a couple.
That's a couple. They are the epitome of America.
Yeah. That like, is an American couple.
Yeah. Like the Star Spangled
World famous
Banner.
Superstar and fucking, what is he, an NFL player? Like that.
What is he, an NFL player? Fucking hockey player? I don't give a damn.
I don't know.
I don't give a damn. He won the fucking Super Bowl last year. So I don't know if you know this, but his brother's on the Eagles. Okay. And they played each other in the Super Bowl last year. They're both in the NFL. And so, yeah, funny. Their mom, they're like really good guys. And their mom is super famous because like who has two sons in the fucking NFL? And she's like this really likable kind of old lady. She was sitting with Taylor. I don't know if you saw her, but she's so cute. And then now I'm seeing all these clips of them like hugging after the Super Bowl. Aww. I mean, I think I missed that because like I'm not like big sports girl.
Yeah, I know nothing.
I used to, like, my family loves football. That is definitely like our sport. And like I used to watch it a lot.
You know what's funny is I screenshot it because, you know, obviously my ex was part of that sports network or whatever. And I came up, like, there was like these like t-shirts, like this girl was selling like a bunch of t-shirts, and it came up on TikTok, and I screenshotted one of them and I sent it to Seema, and I was like, I'm gonna get this and wear it to the bar that he goes to, and it's a white baby tee, and it says, "What the fuck is a parlay?" You know, like a sports parlay, yes. Like a sports betting parlay.
That's so funny.
What the fuck is a parlay?
No, literally, what's going on? Does anyone ever know? But all I know is that's a whole man, and I'm happy for her. But here's the G&T part, I guess. If you don't know, you've probably just seen clips of her at the game. You might be assuming that they're like in a relationship. Here's the funny part. Travis Kelce went to Taylor Swift's concert just as a fan. They didn't know each other, you know, no affiliation, whatever. And then all of a sudden, like, these rumors start swirling around that they're dating and like whatever. And Travis like was confronted about it and basically said, "We're absolutely not dating. I've never really even met her before. But because of these rumors, I'm going to invite her to a game just like because it's funny." He invites her to the game. So they ended up only really going on this date and having this rendezvous because of the rumors. So it's kind of funny because I'm sure everyone thinks that they're in like this serious ass relationship, but I'm pretty sure that was their first time ever hanging out. But yeah, she went to his game, sat with his mom, had a great time. There's videos of her cleaning up the fucking box that she was in. I'm like, and eating chicken tenders. Like, I'm just living. She's just like a normal ass bitch. I love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so then after the game, they walk out together, get in the car, and then he booked out an entire restaurant for like his friends, family, team, and her to just party at. And she was there till like 2-3 in the morning. And I'm like, yeah, that's my girl. She was drunk. She's always drunk.
She's always drunk.
Always drunk at the VMAs. The messy at the game. Messy, like four love, vodka crayons.
Love drunk white girl.
Energy. Always drunk. I love that for her though. She can
she's
handle
just like
it.
Me.
Yeah, she's just like us.
Wait, and then the other thing we have. Three things for G&T, or what were you gonna say something else about?
No,
Taylor?
I was thinking what the next thing was because
it's about Clayton.
Oh, you know this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, next thing on G&T, we have three things. We have the Taylor Swift thing, this stuff with Clayton from The Bachelor, and then we have one other thing. So I don't know if you guys have seen the drama, but basically, the way I could put this is Clayton from The Bachelor. Now I was like freaking out when this happened because I'm really not like a big Bachelor follower, but I followed Matt James' season. I followed like The Bachelorette when Nick Viall was on, or Nick Viall, because I was on his fucking podcast. And speaking of being on his podcast, the reason I was on his podcast like a year and a half ago was to do the finale of Clayton's season. So when I saw there was some drama that came out with Clayton, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Because I was invested in this season. And his season was messy.
I haven't watched it, but I've heard. And
messy.
I've seen some clips.
But
yeah.
Two iconic women came out of that season. Love you. Love you guys. But anyways, Gabby and Rachel. Now, here's the thing. Clayton, the drama that's going on with him right now, Clayton from The Bachelor, is that apparently this girl that he hooked up with is like outing him for being the father of her unborn kids. Apparently she got pregnant. She's saying she's pregnant by him with twins. Not just one baby, two babies, twins.
Of course it's twins.
And now here's the thing. This is not just like a regular like pregnancy scandal. Like, oh, he got this like girl, this random girl like pregnant or whatever. Because I gotta pull up like, oh my God, I gotta find the TikTok of it. It's like absolutely insane. Somebody broke it down. Where like this girl like outed him. Because he was such a dick in the way he responded. At first, he was like, I don't believe you. I don't believe it's my child. Like, you know, at first he was like, I don't believe that you're pregnant. I think you're lying to me. And then she took a pregnancy test with him, came back positive. Obviously, he was like, I still don't believe it. Like, made her like go to the doctors, get tested. Was like, I don't believe that like I'm like the father or whatever. Like, he was saying all this crazy shit and then was just like, and then just started.
You
bluntly,
don't believe you're
like,
the father? Did you or did you not come
not
inside?
Not in her. Hello?
Like, hello?
No, but then he was like But then it turned like aggressive because then he like started like sending her like these messages and like yelling at her almost like accusing her of like doing this and that. And like it was just nuts in which the way he handled it. And that's why this story has like blown up. Sir, would you like us to explain to you how a
baby is conceived?
Yeah. No, but it's just
like, I love when men act shocked when a girl gets pregnant.
No, it's nuts. But it's like also it's like, you know, there's been like, oh, like, you know, this like guy knocked up this girl, like whatever happens all the time with like celebrities and whatever. But with this one, it was just so insane in which the way that he handled it was just like,
yeah, just horrible.
It was nuts. So anyways, Clayton might be the, seems like the not so proud dad of twins, which is like kind of sad, but like, I don't know. So
maybe,
we'll see.
I mean, hopefully. I think
he like said something to her like, oh, like you have to get an abortion. And she was like, this is my choice. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure there was like, allegedly, okay. I will say allegedly, but I'm pretty sure that was in there too, that he allegedly was like, you got to get an abortion. She was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this is my kid. Like, yeah. My ex just texted me back because I texted him. I said, sorry, haha, enjoy work. He goes, never a dull moment when Christina's calling. Never.
Never.
Never a dull moment when I'm calling. Now, the last thing for GNT that we're going to talk about is, which is like kind of old news by this point, but like whatever. Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas divorce because...
You know
at
what?
First, it was like normal divorce, but then it got messy because didn't she like find out that they were divorcing through the media, and then like stuff about him being a dick came out, and then people were attacking her, and then she was seen out with Taylor Swift. And, like,
yeah, I like have been seeing people say this, and like, look, the news is already out there, so people are talking about it, but it's crazy to me that like such a horrible divorce and like something to do with people's children is like pop culture news. Like, I've been seeing a lot of people saying this, and I'm like, it's so true. That's like, so true, it should have just been private from the get-go. Obviously, once something is out, I don't really feel like as guilty talking about
TMZ
it.
TMZ doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, no one gives a fuck. But like, it is horrible that like that is a thing in our like culture. Yeah. That like people's like where their kids are gonna end up are like is something that like people consider pop culture. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, I guess the gist of it is like, you know, Sophie was at a lot of their shows in the beginning of August. I remember seeing videos and whatever, but she was at a lot of their shows. And I guess she's been away all summer, filming something. I don't know what, but she's filming something. And their schedules, I guess, have just been like a mess over the past 2 years. They've had a really hard time like aligning being parents together. And like, I don't know, whatever. I guess that's like the reason for the divorce. Apparently, the story is that the Jonas brothers, like Nick and Kevin, like sat Joe down and had like some kind of intervention. And they were just like, you're not happy. Like, you need to get out of this marriage. That's apparently like kind of where Joe like had like the epiphany that like he needed to divorce her. Hmm. But the issue is that he just divorced her.
Yeah.
And she found out through the media.
Yeah.
She found out 4 days after he filed when we all did through the media.
Didn't that happen like with like a celebrity death or something? Like TMZ announced it before the family and friends even found out. Didn't that happen with some sort of big celebrity?
Yeah.
It wasn't Angus Cloud, was it? No.
No, no.
No, no.
It no, I know what you're talking about. Kobe Bryant. I want to say that something to do was with it? His crash, something to do with the crash
I
got public
right.
before... The family, like before everyone should have known, something was public before it should have been.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Or like how many, the details of it, there was videos of it, like horrible. That I know for sure there was things that shouldn't have been released.
Yeah.
And then there was other ones. I want to say something to do with the card. Tristan Thompson and Khloe Kardashian. She found out.
Yes, I remember this because I watched the Kardashians.
Yes,
Hulu,
yes. Yeah. She found out about him cheating.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. And it's not just a boyfriend cheating. There's a child involved.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for Khloe Kardashian. Like, that whole thing was
honestly,
fucking
messy. I definitely have, like, a little, like, soft spot for her, especially after 100%. Watching the Kardashians, especially that season. Where,
they
like,
drive
all
me
of that
bonkers,
went
but
down.
Khloe, I feel horrible for her. Like, that, no one should ever have to experience that. Mm-hmm. He's a piece of literal garbage. But I do, I'm glad that she's done with him, and she really is done with him.
She did what she like could, and like, you know, a lot of people like would ridicule her for like staying with him after like the first like 2-3 times or whatever, but it's like
so
that's like
different.
The father of it's
so different when a kid's involved.
Different when you have kids.
Yeah, it's so different. Like, it just makes everything 100 times more like complicated, and you're no longer
you can't just,
trying
like, walk
for yourself.
Away.
Yeah, you're trying for the kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's pretty horrible. But yeah, the whole Sophie and Joe thing is crazy, and then like Sophie Sophie Joe and Taylor Swift all became like good friends and like were seen out and like whatever over the past like 2 years. And then just the other night, Sophie and actually the past like few nights, Sophie and Taylor went to dinner alone. And then they went the next night, they went out with like Blake Lively and some other people, Greta Gerwig and whatever. So I'm glad that Sophie has like a lot of powerful women around her that are probably like really supporting her. But Joe will not hand over the passports for the kids to go back to England with her, which
I saw that too.
Disgusting. Like, come on. We all know the kids want their mommy. Yeah. Like, I get it. Split custody. That's great. But like, he's on tour right now.
Yeah. Like, there's no reason.
The kids don't need to be in a fucking tour bus with you with the fucking nanny. Let them go home. How with old their are their mother. Kids? Little.
Yeah.
I don't know how little, but little. Like, yeah. Probably all under four.
Yeah.
I want to say five. What do they have? Like two kids or something? I think so.
I don't even
know. They're definitely under the ages of four. They have to be. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. And I just like can't believe how like public he's been with it and like letting everything get out. I feel like he had to have some control over that.
All right, we're gonna get into the actual core of the episode now. Before we do though, I don't think my neighbor's music is picking up in the back.
Oh my god, but it's blaring.
But it is so loud. So we're gonna just try and like it skim over it. But
this is a relatable ass episode, y'all.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Oh, also one quick housekeeping thing that I think I mentioned at the beginning of this, but didn't even evaluate, but I feel like people might ask about it. That guy for the last episode that I said I was going on a date with, like the chef whatever, I decided I'm gonna call him Chef Boyardee on this show if I ever talk about him again. And I think he knows that too. I think I made a joke about it on the date. I go, yeah, you're Chef Boyardee, like with period. No hesitation. He was no like hesitation. He was cracking up. Anyways, the date actually went like really well.
Yeah, you were there for 4 hours.
Yeah, we were just there. We're at like our local bar, just like chatting it up. We even ordered some food at some point because we were just like talking for so long. We ended up ordering like a bunch of drinks and food and whatever. Really cool guy. What?
Did he pay?
Yeah, good. Of course. But yeah, no, really cool guy. Was super like nice and yeah, I don't know. I don't really have anything else to say. He was just like, hit,
sparks weren't flying, but it was great.
I don't know. But like, it was really good. I like him. I like him a lot. But anyways, all right. The actual episode now that we got that out of the way. The obsession with the other woman.
Obsessed.
This music is distracting it's the fuck so out of annoying. Me. I'm not gonna lie. Is it distracting you too?
Yeah,
but it's I'm fine. Gonna turn our headphones up because yeah, I feel fine. Like that that's might fine. Actually help us. Wow, that did help a lot.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's like loud as fuck now, yeah. But like who cares?
I don't care.
It's better. Well, blow out her eardrums in the name of GNT. Yeah, the obsession with the other woman. This episode has never come more clearly. Like at the context that like I wrote down like we wrote down just like a bunch of shit. But like,
well, it's something that it's like just, people women are so ashamed to admit that yes. Like that's probably why it didn't come to us to talk about it. Because we all do it so secretively and like we all act like we don't do it, but we all do it.
Yeah,
it's exactly. So funny. We're so, all yeah.
Yeah. Go get into so it. No, I was gonna say so like what we're referring to when we talk about the obsession with the other woman is how like you basically either like you got out of a relationship or your, you know, significant other cheated on you or whatever the case may be. Maybe your crush stopped liking you, started liking someone else. We're talking about the girl or the guy or whoever after you. So say like, say, you know, your boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever, breaks up with you and then they start seeing someone new or they leave you for someone new. Or if you like
a
guy,
but he likes someone. It could be he likes someone else. Yeah.
Your boyfriend like cheats on you with like a girl. Like we're talking about. So when they do that,
yeah.
That next girl or guy, whoever, like, you know, obviously we talk about guys because we date like a lot of like men on this show. But obviously you guys know whenever we're talking about this, it goes always.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Duh.
All sexualities.
So, yeah. 100%. We're talking about the person after that. So like, you know, you become obsessed with them. You start stalking the shit out of the new person that, you know, your ex is seeing. You start stalking them on social media. You start obsessing over them. You know, like I said, it could be like, you know, the person that your ex gets with after you break up or your partner cheats on you, your crush starts liking someone else, your ex leaves you for this person.
You get it.
Yeah. There's just so many things. I mean, we've experienced this stuff. I feel like a lot of people have experienced it firsthand. Like, do you want to go into it?
Yeah. I mean, I'm like so guilty of this. Yeah. So bad. And I will say like, I think this year was like a huge learning curve for me and I've gotten like so much better at not doing this, but I was so bad for this in my last relationship. I was so bad for this in early days with me and Work Bay. In my last relationship, I was just like always comparing myself to like girls he liked before me and whatever. But with Work Bay, Specifically, we had a situation earlier this year, if you guys recall, where we were not together for like probably a month, month and a half, 2 months-ish. It's a little blurry exactly when we got back together, but we definitely weren't. We broke up at like the end of January. It was
actually, I remember because you guys started talking again when I was in Europe with my ex and I was pissed because I was like, I go to Europe for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And Lily hits up her ex.
But it's confusing because like we talked for a bit, but then we very much like, and then he went to
Paris.
Yeah, no,
it wasn't immediate. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah, like it was just very weird. I don't even know when we got back together, but whatever. At the end of January, extremely out of the blue, which Christina's gone through this. Now I have. I know how horrible this is when you get broken up with literally so out of the blue.
Yeah.
What a mind fuck. You're just like, everything's fine. We're getting married. I love you. Oh, okay. We're broken up now.
And then you're gone.
Perfect, perfect. That's basically what happened. And then obviously with time and reflection, we figured out that he was going through something very personal and like was losing it. But he ended things with me very abruptly. And in that month, you know, obviously him and his guy friends were like hitting the town, going out. Like most of them are single. So they were just doing their thing. And he kind of got like involved with this group of girls and was hanging out with them and whatever. I figured this out through being an FBI agent, like who these girls were and like who he was hanging out with. Fine, like nothing against the girls, but I was just nosy on like my behalf just to like protect myself. I wanted to see if he was getting involved with someone else, obviously. So I thought I knew who it was.
Yeah.
I was like, I figured it out, like they followed each other, like she fought, it all like made sense. I thought it was this one girl. When I tell you, I obsessively stalked this girl.
You know what's funny too is the fact that like with that girl too, you like, because I remember this, you literally did have it down to like a science as to why it was her, down to like her like relationship status. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I figured
that was crazy
because I knew her boyfriend.
Yeah.
The whole thing was nuts. And I just, and like on my main Instagram account, no burner account, babe. No, on my main, I was watching her stalking stories every single day, all her friends' stories. I did not give a single fuck. I'm now blocked by a few, but that's so fair. That's so fair. But yeah, I just became like psychotically, I really have never been like this psychotically, like obsessive. It was really bad. And she was one of those girls where we look very, very different from each other. She's very little and thin and young looking, and she's younger than me and whatever. So I just became like psycho obsessed with her, checking her every move. And then I find out, I don't know, like a month later, it wasn't even her. She had a boyfriend that wasn't even her. It was another girl. That was a mind fuck. And then I obsessively stalk this girl. And then it just became so toxic. Like, even when me and Workbay, like, got back together and, like, things were on track and whatever, like, for a long time, I was checking.
Yeah.
And also because they live very close to me, I was constantly checking, like, if we were going out to see if they were there. Because they hang out with, like, the same people. Like, I just was so obsessed with these girls. Like, it was really weird. I had never really experienced anything like it, and I have no shame admitting
it. No, I was gonna say, it like sounds weird, but that's exactly why we're making this episode.
I don't care.
Like, I feel like 90% of girls under the age of 25
have experienced
this at least once. Literally, the new Olivia Rodrigo, Guts, the song Lacey.
Lacey is literally
about this.
Bro, I listened to that song for the first time and I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Like, so relatable.
It is. Yeah.
And it's like, I had no like hatred towards these girls until I had a run in with them and they were really mean to me. But up until that point, I had no like hatred for them. It was just like, I never wanted to run into them. I was trying to like avoid them just to make sure that they weren't at the places I was, and like seeing if they were hanging out with his friends. Like, I just wanted to like be in the loop. Yeah. Like, constantly I wanted to like be in the loop and like know what was going on with them. And it was like a really, really like unhealthy, weird thing. Like, I had never been that, you know, focused on another girl before, but it was like, I don't know. I think it's just something that every girl kind of like experiences. Like, you compare yourself to other women growing up, but then when a man puts you in that position, which he did, like, it's not the girl's fault. It's not my fault. He put me in that position where I felt the need to like be that crazy. It sucks. And like, it's just, I don't know. I remember being like embarrassed about it. Like, I almost like didn't really even tell anyone like how much I was like checking and like and also just like comparing myself because they were younger than me and smaller and like whatever, but like who cares. But yeah, it's a very like toxic, horrible cycle to get in, but it's almost like unavoidable in some ways. Like I like tried to stop, but like I was like, no, I need to know if they're going to the same bar as me.
No, 100%. No, it's literally like this, just like you said, it's just like a toxic cycle. And like sometimes you don't even like, you just subconsciously do it where like you're on Instagram and then you just search their name and just scroll and then like what, like as if it's like a second nature to like.
No, it creep. Was literally like second nature to me. And like it went on for longer than it should have. Like it got to the point where I was just like, we are in a like. Now Workbase is a completely different person. We're in a completely different relationship. Like everything's different now. So it was like, why do I still care? But it's just like the psychology of comparing yourself to other women is like, you can't, like, it's so hard.
It's
to,
hard
like,
to break.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so hard.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like for me, like I've had a few situations where like an ex that like me and him broke up. I definitely would like stalk the shit out of like this one girl that I had my suspicions about. Like just like a bunch. And then even like for me too, like I would like stalk like a few, like a handful, like 2-3 girls. My most recent ex, the one that was unloyal. You know what's funny is, so he cheated on me twice, probably more times, but to my knowledge, twice. Both of those girls that he cheated on me with, though, I did not like creep on them, but that was only because they were like very, like they both came to me right away.
Yep. And it's always when they found out. For some reason, when he followed like six, Workpay followed these six girls in one night, and it's always the one you wouldn't.
Yeah, it's always the one you
would. They always say like, so I've seen like TikToks that are like, my ex taught me to be scared of ugly bitches too.
Yeah,
it's like, no, literally, I wouldn't have guessed that you'd go for that one, babe. Yeah. Like, you know, like,
it's like we are ghost bunny girls.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, like, I didn't mean to say ugly bitches.
No, I know. No, I know what you mean, though.
No, but it's like go like no, the one you wouldn't expect.
Because you're looking at like a cute, like normal, like girl, whatever. Yeah, or you're looking at like the supermodel and all
that. Yeah, you're like, oh, that's
it's gotta be her.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you couldn't pull her, babe.
It never is. It never is. But no, like for me, because like I always knew, like, and I think I talked about this on the show before, but like I always knew deep down that like he was not loyal to me. Even, you know, after he cheated on me the first time, I was like, there's like
this. I also had a funny little feeling.
Yeah. Everyone had a funny little feeling. But yeah, no, but there was this one girl in particular that I remember that he met at like a quote unquote like a work thing or whatever, like in Arizona. And then, like, he would, like all her photos and comment on her, like, shit. And would, like, claim she was just a friend. But, like, I would religiously watch every single move this girl fucking made. And, like, it was just so draining. And then also,
comment on a picture if it's, like, an old friend girl that's a friend that is also nice to me. I'm sorry. If you meet a girl and I wasn't there, you're not commenting.
No, and this girl's, like, her, like, boobs were, like, fully out in the pic. And he commented on it. And I'm, like, that's disrespectful as fuck.
So
like,
disrespectful. You look fucking stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
If I saw someone else's, that's why I try to explain to Workbay. I'm like, if someone sees you liking and commenting on a picture of a hot girl, I look so dumb.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, do you not understand that?
Exactly.
He gets that, but some men don't.
No. Some of them, like, literally are not understanding it. But, like, no, that, and then also, like, I would literally fall, when I tell you I was so bad for a while with this guy, I would fall down fucking rabbit holes where I would sit on my couch for like fucking an hour on his Instagram going through every single girl.
And it wouldn't looking be, and at the them. Worst is when it's
why
not
did he
in
like
order.
This girl's picture? Why did he like, his was always in order, I'm not gonna
sometimes,
lie.
Sometimes though,
nice,
like when it's not, I would still put in the work to go through all of them.
It's nuts. Like
1,500 and, like, people.
It's just like a comparison game. And then all of a sudden it's like, I would see him like comment on one of the girl's pictures and I'm like, what?
It's so what draining.
Why is this girl special? Like compared to the others? And like, yeah, no, it is so draining. It is so horrible.
So
on your mental
draining.
Health. And not to mention, it's a goddamn waste of time.
It's such, oh my God, think about how much time you spend doing it.
When
that's crazy.
No, my anxiety was so bad. Like, I remember, like, I talked to my life coach about it. She helped me a lot, obviously, like, through it. And, God, I will never do that again. But, like, I would, like, I swear to God, I would just sit on the couch, like, and take up, like, an hour from my work day. Just scroll, click, scroll,
but
click, scroll,
something
click.
In you, Christina, knew. And, like, honestly, same with me, like, with that instance. Like, I've had, like, with my ex, I would obsessively check certain girls that he liked before me, but not really obsessively. Like, once in a while I would check, like, whatever. It kind of more like a normal thing.
Yeah.
But with Workbay and, like, this situation, and then with you and your ex, like, it's almost like we knew something was wrong. Like he was being horrible to me for those 2 months. Like he was. And my brain and my body knew it. And I was reacting in an unhealthy way. But like I still like my gut knew that something was wrong. Yeah. And that there was more.
You would just know. And like my ex, like before the last one, NYU Big Dick, I never looked at his following ever.
Ever.
Because he was right. He was a great boyfriend. Right. Even my boyfriend before him, the 4 year guy, like he fucked up in the end, obviously, had like a little slip up. Obviously, we talked about it in the cheating episode and everything. But during our 4 year relationship, I never really looked at his following either because he was loyal. Like, you know, so it's just like an absolute, it's just so like, oh, fuck. It like fucks with your brain so much. And then you just like, you become obsessed either A, with, you know, that person or with the relationship between that person and your significant other. That's especially like funny. What?
Also during that time care period. Share? Yeah, I love sharing. I love oversharing and embarrassing myself. Love it. Oh my God, this is batshit crazy.
But wait. I don't know what music they're playing now, but so I wasn't pausing for that. I wasn't even pausing for that. I had a sneeze and then I was going to sneeze and then it went away. Anyways, go on.
During that time period, though, Work Bay went to Paris and, okay, we're broken up. You're acting a damn fool, embarrassing me. And you go to Europe. Embarrassing myself. You're going to Europe with, I'm sorry, the two boys that were single and that are just nuts. Like, wait, not nuts, what, but like.
What month was that they went?
February.
Oh, okay, never mind. No, because I was talking to Big Jeans about when the last time he was, like, the last time he, like, hooked up with someone before me, and he said it was in April.
He didn't do anything in Paris.
I guess you would know.
Yeah, I probably would know. Like,
imagine, like, I found out, like, you're like, oh, yeah, he did fuck someone there, and I'm like, ah!
Yeah, I'm like,
you didn't even know him yet. Are you kidding?
No, imagine. But when they were in Paris, I remember like right before I did see Work Bay right before they went. We weren't together, but I was like, go do whatever you want. Just be honest with me about it.
Uh-huh.
Thanks. So he goes to Paris and obviously I'm just like fucking freaking the fuck out. Just like, no, I knew he was going to do something. He didn't end up. He just kissed someone. Like, it wasn't that serious, but I knew he was going to do something. You know, he's going to Paris for like a Celine fashion show and fashion week and like whatever. But he was texting me the whole time, kept, you know, drunk calling me. I miss you. I love you. I want you back. Blah, blah, you know, fucking bullshit. But one night, or like one of the first nights he was there, like, you know, he's meeting all these people, following like new people on Instagram, like whatever. Nothing was overly fishy. But I remember he followed like these two or three girls and they were on private. This is how unhinged I was.
I recall.
On my main account, I said, I want to be in the loop. Follow, follow, follow. I still follow these girls to this day. They like and comment on my stuff. They think that I was just like his cute girlfriend that just like he probably
was like, oh my God, more friends.
Yeah, no. these random girls that are from like Copenhagen now comment on my pictures and I only ever followed them because I thought my boyfriend was gonna like fuck one of them. Like fucking psychotic, you guys. Like I actually needed to be admitted in February. Like, and you know what's funny is I was thinking about how dark of a time that was for me and I was going back to some Gin and Toxic clips. It's so funny because in some of the episodes, like, it's all like la-di-da, and I remember leaving your apartment one night after recording to break up with him.
Yep, I remember.
You would never know. If you watched that episode, you would never know that that's what I was going through. Literally, like, the worst month of my life. Like,
I gotta find that episode.
It's so scary.
No, because like, I remember that, too. I remember, like, finishing recording, and we were
and
just
I was
like,
okay, gotta go.
And then, wait, and then you call him. Remember, we're, like, in my, like, living room, like, the intense,
I'm
like,
shitting my
yeah,
pants.
We're, like, call, and I'm, like, no, like, he's, like, oh, I don't know if I could.
Oh, yeah,
right
I
now.
Said.
I'm, like, you better tell him that you're going up right.
Yeah, I go, no, I'm coming over right now. Unlock the door. I'll be there in 20 minutes. Like, I was, like, not fucking around, but it's just so crazy to like look back at, like, honestly, every time I see like a, I've actually deleted a lot of my camera roll from February of this year because it was such a dark
time. Do you remember
time.
The exact day? Because we had an episode come out January 18th, I know January 25th, and then it skips to February 22nd when we had, were we in season 2 yet already?
I know what I was wearing in it. I could find a clip.
You know what you were wearing in it?
A black shirt.
Okay, hold like up. Let me writing on lower it. The volume on this. We recorded here too.
Yeah.
It might have been the season 2 just dropped thing then.
Yeah, it was one of
because,
the first episodes.
Yeah, nope, that's long sleeve. Should we break up? That would be her. Oh, was it this
one? Yeah,
though?
It was that one. Yep.
It was?
That one.
Oh, shit.
I am happy. Also,
that was the last episode of season one, the one called Should We Break Up? Wow, what a That's great hilarious. Episode.
Yeah, and I remember being like, cool, 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 cool. Like, cool, whatever. Yeah. Well, yeah. I was saying how he dumped me out of the blue.
There's a sneeze.
Now the stories don't line up. But basically, he like was talking to me about breaking up with me. And I was like, what do you mean you're going to break up with me?
No,
and
then he went and canoodled with the girly that weekend. Yeah.
And then I broke up with him because I was like, oh, I don't tolerate that.
Yeah.
I never really told the full story, but one day I will.
One day.
I saw it on an Instagram story. Anyway.
It was. And then she told the entire story to a table of stranger women at the Dr. Dennis Gross dinner. Never forget. Literally with the receipts. Phone being passed around the table like the body of Christ. Like.
I'm telling you, February was dark. Like, I would never normally, like, share my business like that.
That is the night we met. So that is the night we met Tiff Barra.
Yeah, and then at the event last week, she was like, so how are things going with him?
Yeah!
I was like, oh, yeah, we've been,
she said fine. It. She said it exactly like that, too. Like, so how are you?
Yeah, I was like, Tiff, Jesus Christ. Like, it's not that bad anymore, I promise. God. Oh, my God. Well,
anyways, those are
fucking nuts, you guys.
Arguably, Lily is crazy. You are crazier bash it than
crazy.
Me.
Oh, bash it yeah. crazy.
Wait, I saved, you know, my favorite thing is like saving like random like memes onto my phone and just like dropping them in group chats. I saved this one the other day. Wow, I look so pretty today. It's a shame I am batshit balls to the wall insane.
Like, guys, I'm so crazy. And to be fair, I've gone out to so many bars now in New York City. But like if a girl posts like a beer or like a glass in her story at a bar, I'll know what bar it is.
Oh, yeah. Same.
I'll be like, oh, they're at Cherry Tavern.
Wait, did I send you... No, I didn't send you this. I think I sent it to someone else. I was watching this video that this girl put out, and she was like in the corner of like a club or like a bar, and she was like freaking out, like like pretending to be scared. It was 3:10.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you. Like
I commented on it. I go, not 3:10. Not 3:10. Get out. Get out of
That's
there.
That's where men go to eat women alive.
We're gonna save you, queen.
No, like, and there's certain bars, like if your boyfriend.
She was a redhead too. We can't have queen. A redhead. Get out.
Get you out. Get out. You're making me look bad. Yeah. They might think it's me. You have to go.
Yeah, you got to go.
No, but there's certain bars where if your boyfriend's there, get him out in New York. Like,
she's the one that does. You've probably seen their TikTok before. What is it? The twink and redhead.
Twink and redhead, my queen. Yep. What is she doing at 3:10 Bowery?
I know.
Oh, my God. I'm going to email her.
Like, yeah, email her. CC me. We need to get you out of there. We're getting you out of there. Anyways. Okay. So... You know,
enough of me, please, God.
Back to the point.
Cut half
the thing that's crazy about this too that I wrote down is that you could literally be completely over your partner, your ex, or whatever, and you will still obsess over the other woman.
Yeah, I'm curious.
You could just like, you know, you're gonna ask yourself like, oh, like why her? Why did he pick her over me? Like, you know, you might like sit there, like, you know, it's like scroll. It could be like a totally normal person just scrolling
because women
Instagram,
always
being like, oh, is she
personal.
Prettier than me? Is she smarter than me? Like,
we always think it has something to do with us.
It almost never does.
It never does.
It almost never does.
Like, it's a you thing, babe.
Yeah, like. You know, but and then also the thing that you got to remember is how it looks on social media is probably very different. Like social media is extremely deceiving. You never know like what a person is experiencing or what a couple is going through. So even if your ex is on social media with some girl, oh, la-di-da-di-dee.
Yep. No, it could be nothing. Like Work Bay was on one of those nights out in February. He was in a TikTok with all those girls. And I remember being like, wow, they're making fucking lip singing TikToks together now. Like, they must be best friends. But he was like, and then in hindsight, he told me, like, she, like, shoved a camera in his face and, like, made him be in it. Like,
yeah.
He was like, I've talked to that girl one time.
No, exactly.
Her.
Like, it's, like, ridiculous. Yeah. It's kind of like, this is, like, not the exact same thing, but what it reminds me of. You remember that girl that I told you about, the influencer girl that I was like, oh, she would, like, force me to, like, be on camera and talk about.
Yes. That. People probably and thought if you guys watch, were good friends.
Yes, if you watch the videos back, it looked like I was just like
she
talking to her.
She doesn't even
about,
have
like,
my
whatever.
Number in her phone. You know, it's like one of those. Yeah.
No, so bad. But it's anyways, you know, you obviously you just obsess over what that person has that you don't. And, you know, and then you also obsess over like, oh, like, what is it that my partner wants that I don't have from that person and just everything else. Like you're just going to like nitpick the social media pages and stuff and what and all that. And you'll probably like start like hating the person. But you can't hate the person because, like we were saying before, like 99% of the time, that other person has no involvement with like your ex-partner's like actions of choosing.
Oh my god,
like,
girls, we can't hate the other girl.
Yeah, it's so easy to get wrapped up and unless they stalk give you a her reason. And like that's the thing, unless there's an actual like they give you a reason, or like maybe like the girl was like, when like maybe like your boyfriend like cheated with a girl or something
that
and she was like knowledgeable
yes
that of were, it
yes
that's a different story. But like most of the time, like, okay, your ex moves on, like they might move on quickly, but they move on to another person. They don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
Odds are, like, if you're like, you know, your significant other cheated, you know, on you with this other person, that other person didn't know that they had a significant, like, you know, like
100%. Like, and I know that there for
are
fact.
I feel like especially now too, there are like very rare cases where at least with girls and stuff that like, you know, that they will hook up with like somebody's like man. Like if I was like hitting on a guy and like I really liked him and then I found out he had a girlfriend, I wouldn't
away.
Yeah, I wouldn't be like, oh my god, like,
yeah.
No,
I do know for a fact that when Work Babe canoodled with this girl, she had no idea of my existence at all. And like my first thought was like, oh, if I ever run into them, like, it's, I have nothing against them, like,
yeah,
literally don't care at all, they actually seem like really nice girls, no problem at all. Yep. And then when I did run into them, they were fucking bitches.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason why now I'm like, okay, I don't like them.
Yeah.
But like, but otherwise,
you have a reason to, yeah, not like them.
Now
that has to do with you.
Yes. But when I initially saw them at that bar, my first thought was like, I was like kind of rehearsing in my head what I was gonna,
become
friends. I was literally going to say,
girls, girl.
Hey girls, oh my god, just right off the bat, don't have any animosity, yeah, towards you guys. Like, uh-huh, fuck him. Like, he's the fucking idiot. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Hope you girls have a great night. That's what I was gonna say. And then I got harassed.
Yeah, exactly. And we got harassed. Like,
love it.
You know. But anyways, so aside from that, because like obviously like there's all that stuff we're talking about, like, you know, the obsessing and everything, we could like totally, there's like a whole deep dive. There's probably some sort of psychology behind it. But the point is that we're not talking about the psychology today. We're talking about the fact that you're obsessed with this girl or this guy on social media that your significant other, quote unquote, chose over you and you're freaking out. So how do you squash it?
Yeah,
is the point. How do you stop obsessing over that person? Because that's what we want. We want to not give a fuck. So number one, recognize that looking at their social media and like stalking them does not feel good. Catch yourself in the act and stop yourself. This is literally what I would do. And this was also like I did this like with my exes and stuff, like constantly like going on their social media and looking, like whether it was at the ex or the girl or whatnot. Like literally, like I talked to Andrea about this, life coach, and she was like, because, okay, the point I have after this is, what are you looking for and what are you finding? Odds are you're not finding shit and you're not actually looking for anything. You have to remind yourself of that. So like every time.
No, I've really never gotten any value.
Exactly.
Out of it,
that's
by the way.
Thing,
yeah.
It's like a quick rush of like reassurance, if you will. But like you don't like. So you think about this. You are going to go to this girl's or guys, whatever, you know, Instagram page. You're going to their Instagram page fucking like five times a day, all right?
Jesus,
just like,
I know.
Looking, you know. Realistically, when I was in my crazy girl era, it was probably more than that. Like, crazy.
Yeah.
Way more. Like 20 times a day.
Yeah.
If not, like, you know. But the point is that you're going and you're checking their fucking Instagram multiple times a day and you're scrolling through the same photos and the same Instagram stories every single time and you are getting absolutely no information. And you're getting nothing out of it.
But
you're not
every
finding
time you
anything.
Check it like chips away at a piece of you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing, is it just makes you feel, and then you always feel like shit after because you like feel guilty because you're like, why am I doing this?
Or you're like still compare, like you have her image just in your brain.
Yeah,
like.
It's just like a pair. The point is that every time you go to their social media, it does not make you feel good. You have to, if you, in a journal, you need to write down, when I look at so-and-so's social media page, here are the positive things that I feel. Here are the negative things that I feel. You will have fucking nothing in your positivity column. And you have to keep reminding yourself of that. That, you know, it's like, obviously it's not like, you know, easy. Like to just like, you know, even if you could, sometimes what I would do, like what I try to do is like, I would limit myself to like twice a day looking. And then like, okay, I'm only going to check this one time at night.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel like sometimes you just eventually just wake up one day and you just don't care.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, the only, and like now my only, I guess, fear or like reason I would ever check is to see if they were going to the same thing as me. But
yeah.
I've now, it's happened, you were there.
Yeah.
It's happened multiple times where I've gone places and if this
not
group
so bad.
Of girls has been there. what, we're in a crowded club. Yeah. Like, who cares? I mean, like, at first, I will say, obviously, like, early this year, I couldn't be in the same room as them. It was too much. Yeah. It was so triggering. And me and Workbay had a pact where if we were somewhere and they got there, we're out immediately. Yeah. Out. Especially after they, like, harassed me and stuff. Like, we just couldn't, like, coexist. But now I'm like, okay, what's the worst that's going to happen? Now, if they want to fucking try me, bitch. I'm ready to roll. But, like, worst comes to worst, you just walk out or, like, just go do your own thing on the other side of the bar. Like, it's not that serious. Yeah. Like, what's the worst that's going to happen?
No, 100%.
Yeah.
You always, like, you... So, yeah, this is actually at, like, the bottom of the bullet notes. Like,
if you want fucking try me, fucking try me.
Right, let's try it. Like, no, but this is at the bottom of the bullet notes, but I'll talk about it right now because you're talking about, like, you know, what's, like, the worst that would happen, whatever. The overthinking. Whenever, because this all stems from overthinking, too. But listen to this. You only overthink the negative in your life. You never overthink the positive things. Positive things come to you and you just, there are thought and you just let it be. You are only ever constantly overthinking negative things. So when you're having those thoughts where you're like creeping on the Instagram, what if she's doing that? What are that? What if they're going to get blah, 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 all this stuff? It's only negative things. And it's also things that haven't happened. Anxiety stems from like made up false things that haven't happened. And there's no way to predict them. There's no foolproof way to predict something. So when you're overthinking, just like remind yourself that the overthinking will only ever be negative. It will never positively impact you. Also, this is blunt, but block them. Block them or mute them. For me, sometimes like I'm like sometimes I get like all like weird and stuff and I'm like, oh, like blocking's really aggressive. But yeah, mute them.
I mean, I wouldn't block these girls, but just simply like not check. It's...
Well, no, but that's the thing is if you keep checking, because like sometimes like maybe their story comes up or like their name reminds you, whatever, mute them, but you block them. If you don't want to block them, mute them. Also,
shouldn't even be following
not only
them.
Not. Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Depending on the
unfollow,
situation.
Unfollow, block, mute. Also, you're going to want to mute your ex, the person that's involved, because what if they pop up? And also anybody in affiliation with that person, not like everybody in affiliation, but like. Say, like, they have, like, a best friend that or a friend that's them. Always posting them. Mute them. Block them. I will unfollow say them. You need to get them 100%. Out of your vision or whatever.
I will say, the situation with my ex, not Workbay, the guy before him, was a little bit more unique because he had this really good friend that was a girl.
Yeah.
I know you remember this. Nicest girl ever. Like, I actually, like, love her. We still kind of, like, chit-chat sometimes to this day. Like, she's a, yeah. I don't know. We kind of like ended up becoming friends at the end. And like, she never knew how I felt about her ever. Cause like, I didn't want her to know.
Wait, about Workbay?
No. Boyfriend before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I know.
So basically, I know. My ex-boyfriend had this girl that he was friends with through like high school, college, like, you know, a small town kind of old friends. He was like in love with her, liked her so much. And I knew this because he told me like right off the bat, the night I met him, actually, I was like, so you like, you know, we didn't know anything was going to happen. Yeah. So I was like, oh, you with anyone? He was like, no, I'm like in love with my best friend. Like, it's a really messy situation. Like, she has no idea. Like, she has a boyfriend. Like,
yeah,
she had no idea that he ever felt this way, which was good for me, you know? So like, it's not like anything was awkward ever. Like, she was completely clueless to the situation, but I knew how he felt about her. And it was a girl that we had to be around all the time in social settings. And I felt really weird about it because I was like, I don't know. It was weird. Like, I knew that he like really liked her for a long time. And like, I couldn't even compare myself to her because they were like childhood friends, whatever. The boundary I ended up setting with him was just like, don't like any, I mean, he shouldn't do this anyway. Don't like any of her like sexy pictures. Yeah.
No.
I would rather you guys stop hanging out one-on-one. They used to hang out one-on-one all the time. I was like, sorry, that's not happening anymore. Like, I get it's your childhood friend. I'm never going to tell you to stop being her friend, but like, no more slumber parties. Like,
also knowing that he was like
in love with her. It was more than like a little crush. Like, he really liked her. And like, I remember his guy friends telling me like more in depth about it. He really, really liked this girl, which is like fine, but like, sorry, we're not going to go out to dinner anymore. Like that's really strange. But I just had to like set that boundary with him. And like, I was obsessed with her, but eventually I just had to like, I truly just had to like let it go because she was always going to be around. She was like the nicest girl ever, which made it worse.
Well, that's also like I was saying, like sometimes you I just, think I muted you just her wake for a while, up though. And just, yeah.
I did not follow
for a while,
her.
Block them for a while. You could always go back and unblock if it's somebody that you're going to like be around.
Yeah. I definitely like kept following her because like we had to be friends. But like, I just, I could not look at
Well, that's why page. I also love the mute feature on Instagram.
I love the mute feature. That's what I did.
You could continue following them if it's somebody that like you need to keep the peace with.
Of course.
But you mute them so their posts don't come up, their stories don't come up, like any of that stuff. So it's kind
unfollowing
of out of sight,
and blogging out of mind. Is, I don't, I do get why sometimes people take it like a little personally. Like if I don't know you, I unfollow you, it's not personal. It's just because I don't want to see your shit anymore. But like, it is a little awkward to unfollow someone that you're going to have to like,
that you're gonna have to I have like a few like influencer girlies that I have muted on Instagram because I'm like, I can't stand to see their shit, but also like I know I need to keep the peace.
Yeah,
like I run into them like at a lot of like little
a lot of work-based friends I wanted to unfollow when we initially broke up, but I was like, ah, you know, let me not do that.
Not
that's
right.
So like,
yeah, and that's fine, but that's why mute feature is great on Instagram.
Take advantage
on
of
everything
that.
Also, this one I kind of love. Think about how embarrassing, every time you go to stalk the other woman or whatever, think about how embarrassing it would be if your ex found out that you were doing that, or the girl herself found out that you were doing it.
Yeah, no, it's embarrassing. And I know for a fact, well, hello, I'm admitting it on the fucking internet. And Lord knows they might hear this. And like, honestly, I don't really care. No, I really don't care. Yeah. I actually have no shame at all. Like, because I know that every girl does it. And if you're going to shame another girl for doing it, that's embarrassing in itself. But like, I think especially you guys, if it's like an ex, stop caring.
Yeah.
If it's a guy that's like your boyfriend or like still in your life, I understand it a little bit more. But like, still, like if it's an ex, stop. Because you're letting them win, essentially. Yeah. You're like, you know, I don't know.
No, exactly. That's the thing is like, if you have an ex and they're seeing a new person and you're just stalking the shit out of that person and that person finds out, they're going to feel like they're winning.
Yeah. My favorite part is that I did it on my main account.
Yeah, I know. Well, whatever. You know, we're not totally innocent, obviously.
No, I like did that on purpose though, because I wanted them. I was like, no shame.
Yeah, whatever.
Like, that's my also, man.
Yeah, a little bit of like a different story too, because they were like mean to you and like it's just like other stuff.
Yeah,
but
even like before that, I just like, I was like, that's my fucking man. I don't give a fuck. Like I like love him so much that I like was so shameless with like how much I cared.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what I always told his friends. I was like, I don't care if y'all think I'm fucking crazy. Really don't care. Like I'm that in love with him that I don't really care if I acted crazy during that time.
This one is saying Lily's balls to the walls.
Yeah.
Last thing, last little like point and like of this whole thing is that everything looks good on the surface when you're hurting. So, you know, obviously you're upset, you're hurt, you feel betrayed, whatever. Everything else is always going to look better. You're going to be like, oh my God, like I'm in such distress over my ex or this crush or whatever. And they're seeing this new person and this new person is just so perfect.
And yeah, and they look like they're having so much fun.
It is, notice how when you stop hurting and you start getting over it, that that person that you've been stalking doesn't really matter much to you.
Oh my God, bro. Yeah.
It just kind of fades
away. I actually giggle now. Like
as you heal, it just
I will
like,
say no matter how dark it got, I always back myself and like I'm so at this point because I'm like we're 24 now. I'm not like an insecure 19-year-old. I'm like what I was like I am unbelievable. So I was just confused. I was more just confused.
I'm
was like
amazing.
I was I wasn't like, oh, she's so hot. I was like, her?
Yeah.
Are you okay? Like
for me it was always just like I always just say like it's their loss because like I know what I'm like, listen, like everybody holds different value, but for me it's like I know the value that I bring to the relationship.
And the types of girls that your ex was looking at were so not to put them down
well,
at all.
No, no,
they
no.
were just
Here's
like
thing.
Different from
very
you.
Very cute, lovely girls.
Yes,
the
just
point,
so different from you.
The point is that they were like 19-year-old sorority girls.
Yeah. That's
so
what I'm saying.
Like blonde sorority girls. Yes. So you're looking at them like, what?
When Christina's like this 24-year-old has her shit together, motivated. Like,
yeah. But that was also the thing. Like, but that was also the thing that like it turned into like a huge ick for me because like, why are you as like a 27-year-old man following, liking, thirsting over 19-year-old sorority girls when you have a bad bitch in front of you? Like, it's nothing to do with the girl.
Yeah,
but it's
great.
Like, you
but
are
insecure men go for younger women.
You are,
sorry,
yeah,
period.
No,
done.
You are a 27-year-old man. And you're going to sit there and be like, the 19-year-old blonde sorority girl.
Yeah.
or the like stable, like they're,
or the powerful woman who has her shit together. Do you know how many men are scared of a powerful woman who has her shit together? But that's the thing
too, is that it has nothing to do with like who's better.
No, it's not who's better. It's him. Yeah.
It's like, do you want someone who's like, obviously, like, you know, like she's in college, young, having a good time, living her life in her college years, amazing, great. She's like at that point.
She should be with a guy who's also in his college years. Yeah. I hate men, bro.
Anyways, all right, before we wrap this whole episode up, well, that was like the little that was the actual episode. Yay, woo, fun. We have Jenna tips.
Yeah.
And I, it's so much easier. I think two things that I would love to discuss with you, we'll discuss off air, but I'll bring it up here just so you have an idea, is number one, I posted like obviously early today being like, hey, like submit Jenna tips. And it was so easy to find like good ones because like people submitted them day of.
Oh,
and it just kept everything nice and clean and concise. Yeah. So like,
we'll do you know, that every week.
Here's the thing. If we, guys, if you submit something for Jenna tips to us, if you DM us something, I don't care if you DM it like 2-3 times. And then say you submit that and like 4 weeks later, you see like one of us get on our story and be like, hey, we're taking application for Jenna tips.
Send it again.
Resend it. Yeah. Resend it. Annoy the shit out of us.
Like, yeah. Our my DMs are worse than my fucking emails. Like it's a goddamn mess.
Yeah. All right. So this girl says, I've been going on dates with this guy for about a month. We're not in a committed relationship because we go to two different colleges that are an hour drive apart. Yeah. I'm ready to be in a relationship with him now, but he is unsure because of the distance. I am transferring to the school he goes to next semester, not because I want to be with him, but because it was already my plan before we started going out. My question is, should I walk away now because he's not 100% about me, or should I wait and see if he'll change his mind when the distance is closed in a few months?
Well, I wouldn't force it.
Yeah, so.
Wait, can I see it?
Yeah. So you're like diving in. So,
oh.
Yeah, so the issue is that she's in, he's not. He says it's because of the distance, but the distance isn't going to be an issue in a few months. So she's like, do I wait it out until we're together or do I break it off now? I don't think either.
Yeah, I don't think you need to like break it off. I think just be like, okay, cool. Like you do your thing. I'll do my thing.
Yeah.
Be very like vague, like not vague, like nonchalant about it. Just be like, yeah, do your thing. I'll do my thing. And then just see what happens when you go.
Because
if
it's
the distance, then he'll make
you
moves.
Do not. Yeah, you don't need to like 100% break it off with the guy because clearly this girl, she likes him. She wants to be with him. I get that. And she's saying, like, it seems like they have a mutual interest in each other. And he, as of right now, what we know is that we don't know the full story. So could it be that he's saying the distance just for, like, a cop-out?
Exactly.
Maybe.
College guys are really weird, too. A lot of them are so adamant about
the distance
having having those single years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, which is, like, fine. I get it. I just think if you're going to be one of those dudes, you should be, like, very upfront about it with, like, women. Just be like, my college years, I want to be single.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of get it 100%. In a way, but, like, I think you should just be, like, really upfront about it, and I think you'll know very shortly once you transfer if that's what he's doing.
Yes, exactly. So,
if it's just the distance, then he'll ask you out.
Yeah. So, all your eggs, don't put all your eggs in one basket, that's saying. So, the next few months, because she said it's going to be a few months.
Yeah, do your thing, girl. Yeah, because it's September right now. Do your thing.
Yeah,
have a fun semester.
Yeah, you're allowed to see other people, go on other dates, do things. You could have them come to the back of your mind and whatnot, you know? Like, he doesn't have to be away. Put them on the shelf in your mind. We've talked about that analogy in season one a lot.
Yeah.
Put them on the fucking shelf. And then when the distance is closed, see if the spark is still there. See if you still, also, it's a few months. See if you still feel the same.
Yeah.
3 months pass by. You can meet somebody during that time. And then you don't, so it doesn't have to be, do I totally cut it off with him or do I wait it out for him? You're not waiting for him. You're just having your fun doing your thing.
Yeah.
And then if it happens when the distance is closed, then it happens and great.
Yeah. I know like it can be kind of hard and it's like, oh, but I just want it now. But like the first week will be like a little tough to like let it go, move on and start seeing other people. But as the weeks go by, it'll get so much easier and you'll just like organically meet other guys and like you'll be doing your thing and he'll be doing his thing. And then when the distance is closed, then you'll see what his intentions are for sure.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that's it. Make sure to go follow us at Gin Toxic Podcast on Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. DM us for gin and tips. Remember to send it to us. And if we post and we're like, hey, submit gin and tips, resend that bitch.
Yeah.
Resend it. Please. You could go follow us on our personal social media pages. They will be linked below. And we will see you next week.
Love you.
Bye. Illy, bye.